So as Pastor Sharon said, this is the last of an 8-week series on connecting faith with all types of work and how people integrated those two into their daily life. And today we are looking at art and artists. And I know that many of us have experienced how art can touch our faith walk. Art can be an expression of love and of Christ itself. And so just think about those things as we honor all who are bringing music and art into our lives. In our scripture today, the first scripture you'll hear read by Hannah is from Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was a prophet in Jerusalem before its fall. And he had to bring bad news to the people there. And he did not like his job. He kind of was having this talk with God about not wanting out of it a little bit. And God said, I've got something to show you. And the story that we will read today is a story of hope that God gave to Jeremiah, to Israel, and to us. And then when we hear from the Psalms and when we hear from Ephesians, we hear about art and music and just listen to the words of all the ways we are encouraged to praise God.
The first scripture reading today is from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from, the clay, was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Can I not do with you, Israel, as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel? The word of God for the people of God.
The next scripture reading is from Psalm 98, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. And from Ephesians chapter 5, be filled with God's Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us be in prayer. Almighty and amazing God, we have gathered today as your people in this place. May the music continue to touch our hearts and raise our spirits. And may we open our mind and heart to you, O God, to have you let us hear a word in a new way. Let us see something different about how you want our lives to be. Let us worship you and let us be changed by you. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. So many, many, many years ago, I was in college and a professor challenged us to create an object that was both functional and had beauty. So my group wanted to create something that would move slightly with a breeze, kind of like a pinwheel. And we met with dismal failure. We were all medical and nursing students. Finally, during the process, someone yelled out, "Is there an artist in the house?" You see, for me, an artist was always somebody who could take nothing, take sounds, and put them together in a way that harmonized and created music. Take a brush and some colored liquid and put it on a canvas and have it be something that would touch our souls to make us laugh or cry. You know, historians believe that music has been with us since the dawn of creation. The hymn of the universe, the sounds and groans of stardust becoming the earth and all that is in it, water hitting the first dry land, the songs of the birds, the voices of the animals, all of it created by God and all of it music. And so as one of God's creations, we have music woven into the depths of our soul. So historians from the Smithsonian Institute say that music as we know it began about 40,000 years ago, with drums being the oldest of the instruments. And about 17,000 years ago, we as humans were painting and sculpting and engraving. We were doing ceramics. We were working in ivory and stone and even antler and occasionally clay. We were drawn to create not just beauty, function and beauty combined. We were drawn to create, each and every one of us. So maybe I need to ask, how many artists are in the house? A couple raising their hands. All right. We know that music affects us. 1 Samuel 16 tells the story of King Saul going into violent rages. And the only thing that could calm him down was the harp playing of young David, son of Jesse, who would become king. Music has a healing and calming effect. Plato said it was medicine, and Aristotle listed it as a treatment, much like we might list antibiotics as a treatment today. Our bodies tune into music. It can energize us when we're tired. It can raise our heart rate. It can lower our heart rate. It can alter our blood pressure. And as I've said, it can change our mood. I know this very personally because when I am feeling really blue, all I have to do is put on Paul Wilbur's rendition of The Days of Elijah on his album Jerusalem Arise. And by the end of that song, I'm different. I've been changed. My body chemistry was altered by that very music. Music, good for our soul. Which is why we give thanks to all here at St. Mark's who bring us music each and every week and to those whose work is creating beauty through a myriad of forms of art, because there is more forms of art than I think we can imagine, music being only one of them. And painting and sculpting can also touch our souls, can awaken something in us. I know my mom, whenever she was really worried about a person or she had a problem that she just couldn't find the solution for, she would disappear into her studio downstairs and create a painting. And she would tell me that it made no difference if it was just scribbles, because it wasn't the painting that made the difference. It was the act of creating, the act of doing something that moved you into a different space where, you know, you kind of lose that sense of time. And in that moment, in that openness, God has a chance to work in you. And I know that other artists and myself have occasionally experienced that. I have felt at times that when I have been drawing or painting, I have touched the holy. Twyla Tharp says that art is the only way to escape from home without ever leaving it. And I love this quote from Pablo Picasso, who said, "Art washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life." Art washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life. And it doesn't make any difference what that activity is. As long as you are engaged at that deeper level, it can be gardening, knitting, crocheting, scrapbooking, singing in the shower. It can be so many different things, woodworking, building. But we were wired by God to have art affect us. Psalm 139 reminds us that we were knit together by God in our mother's womb. That in the beginning, in Genesis, We are told that God took simple dirt, calcium, carbon, other elements that are in us, and created the first human being. And then God exhaled. And filled that human being with breath. Each and every one of us is God breathed. God knit you muscles and heart. And God gave you breath at your first morning cry. We were made by the primary artist, God. And God is still at work in us. God still molds us and shapes us to become all that God intended us to be. And this is why God called Jeremiah down to the potter's house, because he had a word of hope to give to him. He said, I want you to look at that potter. Feel the dampness of the clay. Smell the dusty aroma. And as that potter is shaping something, to think of that as God's hands working in us, shaping us. You know, God said we are not like fired clay. Fired clay becomes hard, it shrinks. It can produce a beautiful form, a statue, a bowl, a cup. But it can't be reshaped, it can only be broken. And God says, you are not like fired clay. You are like unfired clay that's pliable, moldable, still able to be shaped. You are not to be hard-hearted, said God. You are not to be set in your ways to think that there's only one way to do something, because God says, I can reshape you and reform you and make you into something more than you ever thought you could be. What a message of hope that God has given us. Many, many things form our lives. But no matter what we struggle with in the past, what haunts us today, what we're burdened with right now, God is greater than all of that. Because God said to Jeremiah and to us, I am not done with you yet. And I am not done with your country. I am not done with the world. I am still working in you. And you know, it can happen at unusual moments. It can happen when we least expect it, but when something has touched us and we become quiet even for an instant. You ever had that happen when you've watched a sunrise or a sunset? Or held a newborn baby? It happened for me one time when I was 20, and I went to the play Jesus Christ Superstar. The traveling troupe had come to Omaha, Nebraska from Broadway, and it was at the Civic Auditorium, and there were 5,000 people there. And at the end of that play, the whole auditorium started singing, Jesus Christ, Superstar, do you think you're who they say you are? Over and over and over and over, we sang it. And when the actors finally left the stage, a hush came over the auditorium, and all of us left in quiet whispers. And I, as a young nursing student, felt something touch me, that I had been touched by the holy, and I had touched it, the holy, that night. And as I looked back on my life, I wondered if that was the first little movement in my heart leading me to ministry, because something shifted in me. And God is saying, there's always a moment, if you are open, that I can work in you and shift something. And God, as an artist, created us. But God gave each one of us a canvas. It is our life. We are the artists of our life And our life is the canvas of which we get to create each and every day. We get to paint it with colors that are bright or dark. We get to paint it with laughter or sadness. We get to paint it with joy. We get to paint it with goodness. And God says, I will help you become the best artist in your life that you can be. So now I ask, how many artists are there in this house? Many more hands went up. But you know, when we realize what God is doing in us each and every moment, forming us and reshaping us, when we realize the beauty that is around us, the miracles that happen each and every day, all we can really say is, my God, how great thou art. May we now join in our call to prayer, change my heart, O God.